Good morning. Today's passage comes from the psalm appointed for today's morning prayer. Psalm number 62, verses 1 through 6. It reads, "For God alone my soul in silence waits. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold, so that I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you assail me to crush me, all of you together, as if you were a gleaning fence, a toppling wall? They seek only to bring me down from my place of honor. Lies are their chief delight. They bless with their lips, but in their hearts they curse. For God alone my soul in silence waits. Truly my hope is in him. For God alone my soul in silence waits." What an image of peace and respite. There is nothing expected of us except to be still and silent. For some, this image brings great relief, while to others, the idea of sitting still and being patient is unimaginable and beyond tolerable. Regardless of where you fall in between these two extremes, God is urging us to slow down, to seek rest and hope through trust in him. I invite you to reflect with me today on how we can each incorporate some level of silence in our daily routines. Not everyone can sit for 20 minutes in stillness, but finding 5 to 10 minutes of quiet time to sit and reflect on a candle, walk outside for a few breaths of fresh air, run some of your errands in a silent car, any of these are beginnings to inviting still space for God to be the focus. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 229 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for Proper 3, the Sunday closest to May 25th. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that the course of this world may be peaceably governed by your providence, and that your church may joyfully serve you in confidence and serenity. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. O Almighty God, let me walk in beauty and let my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears grow sharp to hear your voice. Amen.